Yeah, I entitled my message this week, Jesus is Always on Time. And that theme was just floating around in my spirit for a long time. Where did I ever hear this before? Then I found the song the McCaney's did, and maybe some other people did, that Jesus is always on time. And in the song, they talk about when Jesus was on his way to see Lazarus. And of course, you know the story, Lazarus died before Jesus got there. But Jesus is always on time. And when he got there, he said, Lazarus, come out! Awesome. Jesus, God manifested in the flesh. When he came, he gave us so much information, so much hope, so many challenges. One of the things that he did do, and we thank God for the gospel writers and the people that recorded history, whether it's Jesus' history or just regular history, that they wrote it down. And in Mark's gospel, chapter 13, verses 1 through 13, Jesus is talking and telling the disciples about the future, things that's got to take place. You can also find this similar information over in Luke 21, I believe, in Matthew 24. So there's no need to worry about the future. Jesus has given us not only hope, but he tells us that these things must take place. Hear God's word, New Living Translation, Mark chapter 13, verses 1 through 13, but I think it is in the lectionary, it was only 1 through 8. Anyhow, as Jesus was leaving the temple that day, one of his disciples said, Teacher, look at these tremendous buildings. Look at these massive stones in the walls. Now, they were talking about the temple. He was standing on Mount of Olives looking over to the temple. And then Jesus replied, These magnificent buildings will be so completely demolished that not one stone will be left on top of another. Later, Jesus said, On the slopes of the Mount of Olives, across from the valley from the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew came to him privately and asked, When will this take place? And when will there be any sign ahead of time to show us when all this will be fulfilled? Jesus replied, Red Letter Edition, Don't let anyone mislead you, because many will come in my name claiming to be the Messiah. They will lead many astray, and wars will break out near and far, but don't panic. Yet these things must come, but the end won't follow immediately. Nations and kingdoms will proclaim war against each other, and there'll be earthquakes in many parts of the world, and famines. But all of this will be only the beginning of horrors to come. But when these things begin to happen, watch out. You will be handed over to the courts and beaten in the synagogues, and you will be accused before governors and kings of being my followers. This will be your opportunity to tell them about me. And the good news must first be preached to every nation. But when you're arrested and stand trial, don't worry about what to say in your defense. Just say, God tells you what to say. And then, this is not you who will be speaking, but the Holy Spirit. Brother will betray brother to death. Fathers will betray their own children, and children will rise against their parents and cause them to be killed. And everyone will hate you because of your allegiance to me. But those who endure to the end will be saved. That's what the book of Revelation is all about. It's about overcomers. And we want to be overcomers.